is the secret of victory?
所以得胜的秘诀是什么？
Today we try to learn from 2 Corinthians. Actually, it is in Christ.
今天我们想要从哥林多后书来查考，实际上就是在基督里面。
And then to do is to emit the fragrance of Jesus Christ, aroma of Jesus Christ.
来发出基督耶稣的馨香。
Shall we read chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14?
请读哥林多后书第二章第十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. This is the victory in ministry that Paul had in his life.
这里二章第十四节讲到的是，保罗作为主的执事，他的得胜。
Please read chapter 14.
请读第十四节。
Please read.
十四节。感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
Can someone read English for me, Emily? Will always lead us in? Okay. Let's ponder this verse concerning victory.
我们来思考这一节关于得胜的经节。
I think there are one key word. How can we live a victorious life? Number one is that the Lord be our captain. Allow Him to lead our life.
我想这里面的第一秘诀就是要让主作为我们的领帅。
This is ways, the ways that we can have victorious life. Number one is God your captain in your journey of life.
这就是我们能够得胜的方式。第一个就是要让神作为我们的率领。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 5 verse 13.
请翻到约书亚记第五章第十三节。
Joshua 5:13.
约书亚记五章第十三节。
5:13.
五章第十三节。
Jerry, would you please read 5:13? Jerry, you're Jerry, right? Huh?
Jeff.
Jeff.
14. Neither, he replied, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, what message does my Lord have for his servant?
Amen. Wow, you really have a very good voice, brother. Joshua came to the gate of Jericho. It was a very huge city. It must be very scary. How can we take all down this city?
他已经感到非常惧怕，我们怎样才能攻陷这
样的？ A lot of time we have many difficulties in our life.
很多时候我们在生活当中有很多。
When we look at our difficulties,
当我们看到我们的困难，
Wow, it is a huge one. How can I take all it down?
我们看到困难非常的巨大，没有办法攻陷。
By this time, the Lord appeared.
但是这一次主亲自显身。
With his sword in his hand.
看他的手上有一把剑。
And then, so the Lord wants us not to see the difficulties, but see the Lord himself and his sword.
主想让我们看到的不是困难，而是他自己和他手中的刀。
Then, of course, Joshua do not know who is him, so ask him, are you for us or are you against us?
当然，那时候约书亚并不知道他是谁，就问他，你是帮助我们呢，还是帮助我们的？
He said, neither. I'm not for you. I'm not against you. But I'm here to be the commanders. I'm here to be the captains.
他回答说，不是的，我来是要做神军队的元帅。
See, with the Lord as the captain, commanders, Joshua was very, His burden was lifted, actually.
但是当主成为他的元帅的时候，约书亚他的负担就被减轻。
See how easy it is for them to conquer Jericho?
对他们来说，多么容易就能够来战胜耶利哥。
Really, they did nothing. Simply follow the ark of God, and then the city simply tumbling down.
他们什么也没有做，就是跟着约柜造成那么城墙就倒塌。
So today, to live a victorious life, really, it seems like there's no secret but to follow Jesus Christ.
所以今日要过一个得胜的生活，并没有其他的秘诀，就是要跟从。
Where does the Lord want you to go? Which direction He wants you to go?
无论主想要我们到哪里去，向什么方向去。
We shall follow, right?
我们都要跟从。
In New Testament, in post missionary, a lot of time ministry, a lot of time, he simply followed the guidance of the Lord.
在保罗在他新约的指示当中，很多时候他都是跟从主的带领。
Let's turn to Acts.
请翻到《使徒行传》。
chapter, chapter 16.
第十六章。
Chapter 16, verse 7.
第七节。
To 10, 7 to 10.
十六章七到十节。
Chapter 16, 7 to 10.
十六章七到十节。
Jessica, would you please read?See, there are a lot of difficulties in ministry work.
在传道的过程当中有很多困难。
But they see the stop of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit stopped them from going to certain places.
圣灵不允许他们到某些地方去。
And they wait for another guidance of Holy Spirit.
于是他们就等来的圣灵的另一个。
Then they saw visions of the Macedonian people's calling.
然后他们看到异象，有马其顿人的请求。
And then went over the ocean to the Macedonian.
于是他们穿过海到马其顿去。
And they were able to build up, I think, at least four churches, yeah.
他们在那边建立了至少四所教会。
So really, if we truly follow the guidance of Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus Christ, our commanders, everything will become such very easy.
如果我们真正的跟随我们的元帅主耶稣的带领的话，所有的事情都会非常简单。
Do you think the 12 disciples suffer a lot when they follow Jesus Christ?
大家觉得当十二个门徒他们跟从主耶稣的时候，是不是受过很多苦
？Sometimes I wonder, in these 3 years of 12 disciples' life, right? They did not sow the seed, they did not harvest any crops, right?
有时候我在思考，在这门徒十二门徒的这三年当中，他们没有播种，也没有收割。
It seems like in their daily life they did not lack of anything.
但是在他们的日常生活当中，他们并不缺乏任何。
They always have victory in their life.
他们在生命当中总能得胜。
They have no money to pay tax.
他们没有钱来付税。
Jesus asked Peter, "Hey, go out fishing. The first fish, yeah, open the mouth. You will find a coin inside the fish mouth."
主耶稣让彼得出去钓鱼，那你，他去捕鱼，他捕到的第一个鱼，张开嘴的话，里面就有钱币。
Just use that money to pay the tax.
就用那个钱来付税。
On the other hand, they did not follow Jesus. After Jesus resurrected, they went to fish by themselves.
后来，当主耶稣升天之后，他们自己去捕鱼。
And then they caught nothing for whole night.
他们整夜也没有办法捕到。
So brethren, let us think again. How do we have a victory in this world?
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们再次来思考如何在这个世上能够得胜。
What kind of role our Lord Jesus Christ play in your life?
主耶稣在我们的生命当中扮演着什么样的
？If the life is a road, a journey of a road, you are the driver,
如果我们的生命旅程就好像是开车行在一条路上。
Who is the driver and who is the passenger?
谁是司机，谁是乘客？
Is Jesus Christ your driver or Jesus Christ your passenger?
主耶稣是我们的司机还是我们的乘客？
Or there is no Jesus Christ in your car?
还是说你的车里面根本就没有主耶稣？
If Jesus Christ lived nowadays, what would he suggest you concerning your difficulties nowadays?
如果主耶稣活在今天，他会对于我们的问题给我们什么样的建议？
A lot of time we have stepped back and meditate, If Jesus is here, what would you say to me?
很多时候
What would he say to me?
我们会退回一步来自己思考，如果主耶稣在这里，会对我们说什么
？You know, as a worker or any brother and sister, we sometimes have a lot of difficulties waiting for us to entangle or to solve.
我们知道，作为圣工人员，很多时候有一些问题等在我们来解决。
Or maybe daily living, a lot of things entangle your mind.
或者是在我们的日常生活当中有很多事情在我们的脑海当中。
This time I heard a testimony from Elder Xie, right?
这次我听到谢长老的一个见证。
He said that once upon a time he was quote-unquote a special evangelist in Taiwan.
他说有一次很他
About 2 years.
他被宣召去做一个宣道活动为期两年。
He's a evangelist.His job, he did not pastor any job, he did not reside in any local church. His job is merely go from town to town to do evangelical work.
他的主要工作不是要牧养某一个当地的教会，而是从一个地方到另一个地方专门去宣道。
And he has more than, he says that, you know, after years, he had more than hundreds of sermon topic concerning evangelism.
所以经过一段时间之后，他积累了有多于100个的关于宣道的讲道题目。
And he says that how did he come up with the sermon topic?
他在分享他如何来能够有这样这些讲道的题目。
Every time he kneeled down and asked God, God, please give me the topic. I do not know how to preach. Then God will inspire him concerning the topic.
每一次他跪下来祷告的时候，他就向神请求说：“神，请给我启示，因为我不知道要用什么样的题目来。”
Then after he got the topic, he said, God, now you give me topic. Please give me the content of the topic.
当他拿到题目之后，他又向神祷告说：“神啊，请给我内容。”
And then God gave it to him. Yeah.
神也。
And this is from the very beginning, after, even after he was still a TTB student, it occurs to him like that. He shared with us his first missionary work, first evangelical work in his life. He said that he was a TTB student. He was assigned to help in Taipei Church, a very big church. The congregation could be a lot of people, as much nowadays as 1,000 people.
他说那个时候他第一次还是神学生的时候就被分派到台北教会去做宣道工作，那是一个很大的教会，现在差不多有1,000多名信徒。
And at that time, actually, there are two full-time workers there. One is 林先生长老, the other is... 李灵石长老, both of them are assigned to do the evangelical work. And he was a TTB student, right? So he simply was assigned to go there to help.
因为那个时候在台北教会有两位全职工人在那边, 他作为一位神学生只是去做帮助工作。
But it happened that the other worker, one of the workers, I don't remember which one, Lee or Lin, he has asthma. He kept sitting down there and how can you ask him to preach? Impossible, right?
但是当时另外一名工人因为他有气喘，所以他只能够坐在那边，没有办法传道。
And the other worker, the other elder, he has catch a severe cold, keep coughing.
另外一位长老他是因为他感冒很严重，一直在咳嗽。
So the council member asks at that time PTP students elder Xie to do evangelical service.
所以职务会成员要求当时还只是神学生的谢长老来。
He said, how could it be me? I'm only a student. I cannot do this. It's a big church, you know?
谢长老当时说，怎么能是我呢？我还只是一个神学生而已，这么大一个教会。
And the council member said, if you do not want to do it, do you want us to do it?
组务会成员就回答他说，如果你不想要做的话，你是想要我们来做
吗？You don't want to preach, do you want us to preach and at evangelical service?
如果你不想要来做传道的来宣道的话，那你是希望我们来宣道。
So he didn't know what to do, so he asked, he just kneeled down, he said, God, please give me the topic.
所以他只能跪下来向神祷告，请求神给他一个题目。
And God gave him 3 topics.
神当场就给他3个题目。
I still remember, first night, everybody need Jesus, everybody have sin.
所以我还记得这三个题目，第一个是每一个人都有罪。
Second night, everybody need Jesus.
第二晚上是每一个人都需要耶稣。
Third night, everybody needs salvation.
第三个晚上是每一个人都需要。
God only give him 3 topics.
神只给他3个题目。
But there are 5 nights.
因为但是却有5个晚上。
So you don't know why God only give him 3 topics, right?
他不知道神为什么只给他三个题目。
At third night, right, he saw that one of his teacher, Elder John Young, sitting at the back.
然后第三天晚上的时候，他看到他的。宗教教育的老师
TTP teacher
他的神学班的老师杨约翰长老坐在后面。
He happened to be another full-time worker. He just passed by this town and listening over there.
那他正好这位杨长老他正好也是一位全职工作人员经过这边。
So he says that the Lord already foresee that the third night Elder Jung Yang will come. So God only gave him 3 topics.
因为主耶稣已经看到第三个晚上杨长老就会过来，所以神只给他了。
At fourth night, of course, it's Elder John Young's turn to preach, right?
所以第四个晚上的时候就由杨长老来传道。
And he described to us, he said, when Elder John Young go on the podium, right? Elder Xie, the TTB student at that time, was an interpreter.
他向我们描述说，当杨约翰长老来讲道的时候，当时还是神学生的谢长老，他是翻译。
He said that he held his hand. Elder John Young held Elder Xie's hand, the interpreter hand, over there for a long time before he released the hands. Yeah, do you know why?
杨约翰长老就抓住他的手很长一段时间。
On the podium, 吗？
在讲台上面。
Of course, nobody see it, 哈。
当然没有人能够看到。
Then he started to realize, oh, even my teacher feel nervous too, 啊。
于是他意识到啊，即使是我的神学班的老师也会感到紧张。
Of course, it was a very big church. That's why everybody got nervous.
当然，因为这是一个很大的教会，所以所有人都会紧张。
So from his story, I learned that you know everything. You just need to acknowledge Jesus as your Lord, and in everything, just present your difficult to Him, and you will see He open a way for you. He will see His guidance for you.
所以在这个故事里面，我学到是，无论是所有事情，都只要让主耶稣做我们的元帅，请求他的带领。
Really, everything, right? Everything.
所有事情都可以。
Recently, a brother was very bothered by one of his properties.
最近有一位弟兄非常忧虑他的一个财产。
See, he sold his property in mainland China.
他在国内把他的房产卖掉。
And he did not know how to use that money.
他不知道如何来用这笔钱。
Sometimes I'm thinking, without money, you worry a lot when you have no money, but you worry a lot when you have a lot of money also.
有时候我觉得没有钱的时候我们会很忧虑，但是有很多钱的时候也会很忧虑。
Because you do not know what to do with this money.
因为不知道这些钱要怎么来投资。
Oh God, what to do? Should I keep, the brother think, should I keep investing? Should I do this? Should I do that? When I kneel down, he asks God, what should I do?
所以他向神跪下祷告，问神：“我该怎么处理这笔钱呢？是继续来投资，还是做别的事情？”
And one day he get up and read the Bible.
所以有一天他站起，他祷告完来读经。
The Bible say, sell all you have and help the poor.
圣经说卖掉你所有的去帮助穷人。
Now you realize what to do.
然后他意识到他需要做什么。
Really, he's just got enlightened. Yeah, money is you should give money to your parents.You should give money to the church, and you should give money, raise some money for your kids, just for those who have a need.
他瞬间就得到启示，我们应该给钱给父母，给钱给教会，再留一笔钱给子女，那其他就来帮助。
And rest of money, you might think, you can do whatever. So my point is that.You know, whenever you got some business, yeah, you do not know what to do, you kneel down. And suddenly God will enlighten you with a direction, what you should do.
所以我想要强调的是，如果我们遇到些事情不知道该怎么处理，向神请求的话，神会启示我们。
A lot of time, like after you pray, you flip to the Bible and the Lord, suddenly open your heart, a direction, may not give you details, but give you direction, what you should do.
很多时候，当我们祷告完再来读经的时候，神会打开我们的心，让我们看到方向。
Then, your worry will become very light.
这样我们的忧虑就会非常的轻。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
请翻回到哥林多后书第三章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Emily, can you read it again? Yeah, yes, please. 3:14. You just read it. That's why I ask you again. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
哥林多后书二章第十四节。
Wait. It was too fast. Said it again. Who always lead us, right? And then?
In Christ,
right? So, if you acknowledge God's guidance, right? God leads you. Then you still need to remain in Christ, huh?Then God will lead you.
我们不仅仅要让神做我们的元帅，我们必须也要时常保守在基督里面，这样神才会带领我们。
What does it mean to be in Christ?
所以在基督里是什么意思？
Of course, if we acknowledge Jesus leading, we got to be in Christ.
当然，我们如果要让神做我们的元帅的话，我们必须要在基督里。
I noticed that even though Israelites has God as their commanders, they also failed in the second battle when they attacked the city Ai.
我注意到以色列人，即使他们有神做他们的元帅，但是当他们在第二场战争攻打爱城的时候，他们仍然失败了。
Now, Joshua pray and God says that, why do you pray? There's something more you need to do, more than prayer.
约书亚他不停地在祷告, 神却跟他说, 你为什么要祷告呢? 你还要做更多的事情。
那圣徒加索, chapter 7.
请翻到约书亚记第七。
In Christ, to me, means in Christ's commandments, in Christ's words, in Christ's teaching.
在基督里, 对我来说, 是说要在主耶稣基督的诫命, 和他的教导里面。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 7, verse 10.
7
verse 10 and 11. And 12. Chapter 7, 10 to 12. Jason, please read. Yes, why do you continue for in prayer? 11. A lot of time we simply emphasize prayer, prayer, prayer. Yes, prayer is important. This is like acknowledge Jesus' guidance, yeah?
很多时候我们一直在强调祷告，当然祷告是非常重要，因为这样子才承认主耶稣。
But over here, there's a word really shocked me. Lord says that, why do you still portray on the ground?
但是这里我注意到主在告诉约书亚说，你为什么要这样俯伏在地呢？
A lot of time we pray and pray and pray. The Lord might ask you, hey, why do you continue to pray? I already know your problem, but you got to still do something more than prayer.
很多时候我们一直不停地祷告，但是神会说，你为什么一直在祷告呢？我知道你的问题，你必须要来做一些行动。
That is to get rid of evil in the tent, in the army of God.
那就是要驱除神军队帐篷里面的。Because
at that time, Achan took the forbidden items.
因为亚干拿了不应该拿的东西。Therefore,
they suffer loss.
所以他们就
They are not in Christ. They are not in the commandment of God. If everyone just keep praying but did not try to correct their mistakes, I think their prayer cannot truly reach God and please God.
他们不在基督里面，因为他们犯了神的诫命。如果有人一直祷告却不来更正自己的错误的话，我想他们的祷告没有办法达到。
So today we want to live a victorious life. Yes, we pray, acknowledge God's guidance. God will inspire His direction to you.
所以今天我们想要过一个得胜的生活。是的，我们如果向神祷告，来承认神是我们的元帅，神会给我们方向。
But we got to remain in Christ.
但是我们必须要保持在基督。
See, if we go out of the boundary of God and then try to God, ask God to guide us, it is like, you know, you run away from your parents and you ask your parents to protect you. This is wrong.
但是如果我们走错了神给我们画的界限，却希望神来帮助我们，就好像是我们离开了父母，却希求父母来保护我。
Abraham, when he went out of Egypt, he lost his wife.
亚伯拉罕当他出埃及的时候，他到埃及的时候，他失去了他的妻子。
Until he came back to the promised land, God started to bless him again.
只有当他回到应许之地之后，神再开始重新的祝福他。
Isaac did not go back to Egypt, even though he intended to, but he listened to God, did not go down to Egypt.
虽然以撒他也计划去埃及，但是因为他听神的话，所以。
But in times of famine, God gave him 60 hundredfolds of products.
但是在饥荒的时候，神给了他3600倍的收成。
So, brethren, I think to live a victorious life is not as difficult as we think. Just keep following the commandments and keep, you know, listening to God's voice.
弟兄姐妹们，我觉得过一个得胜的生活并不是一件非常难的事情，就是要一直遵守神的诫命。
So may the Lord give us victory in life.
愿神在我们的生命中给我们。
Now this is the method to have a victory.
这是我们得胜的方法。
But you know what? But there's a weapon actually.
但是我们同时也有我们的武器。
That is to emit the aroma of Christ all the time.
那就是在各处显扬基督的香气。
Now turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Chapter 2.
请翻到哥林多后书第二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书第二章。
Amy， 你还是请你再念一遍好不好？Chapter 2, verse 14.
二章十四节。
Through us, what? Through us, what? What? Oh, diffuses, it means emit, right? Emit the grace, the fragrancy of his knowledge. Ah. Of him. Okay. We have victorious life. Here says that because he lead us in Christ. And we also are able to emit the aroma of Christ because of knowing Jesus Christ. You know, when Paul talk about victorious life, actually, I think, in his mind, there's a picture that is called Kai Xuan Men. How do you call it in English? Kai Xuan Men. Arc of Triumph. You see, in Roman government, right, whenever they go out to fight, when they have victory, they will make an Arc of Triumph.
我们知道罗马政府他每次出去打仗的时候都会建一座凯旋门。
And then they will bring all the what? All the captive, right? Go to enter into the Arc of Triumph.
他们会带了他们所有的俘虏和俘获的东西经过那所凯旋门。
And then people will wait up at the roadside and they will what? They will hooray, hooray, right? They will.
国家的人民就会站在那个路两边来等他们经过。
And everybody like shout what? Hooray, hooray, right? Is that right? Did I say it right? And then, they will took the captive into the Arc of Triumph.
他们就会带着俘虏经过凯旋门。
You see, our life is like a battle, right? I don't know how much victory you can have in your daily life. But Paul guarantee a victorious life in his life and in your life. That is when you preach the gospel.
但是保罗他保证了我们有一项能够得胜，那就是在我们传道的时候。
Maybe preaching gospel is only a part of your life, or you may never think about it will be part of your life. No matter what, but this work, right? If you do this work, actually, it is emitting the aroma of Jesus Christ.
也许我们传福音只是我们生活中的一部分，或者你甚至不觉得它是我们生活的一部分，但是它是。
But you will always guarantee a victorious life.
但是我们总是会保障会能够得胜。
What do I say this?
为什么我这样？
Let's continue reading verse 15. Let's have another one to read it. Josephine, would you please read chapter 2, verse 15?
二章十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15. Here talk about saving soul and killing soul and killing soul, killing soul. Don't be hasty. Why? When I read this verse, right, you imagine that chemical war, chemistry war, 化学战。
我读到这段时候，想到化学战争。
Your aroma is like a chemical, assuming, right?
你的馨香就好像是一个化
学武器。Of course, chemical usually do not smell good, but just imagine, right? Then you go out to fight, and then you what? Your chemistry kill a lot of people. Your chemistry kill a lot of people and capture a lot of people.
你出去战争的时候，你的化学武器可以杀死很多人，俘虏很多人。
And then, wow, those who you capture was able to enter into the art of triumph.
那你所赢得的人就能够进入到凯旋门。
You know, by preaching itself, actually, is a two-edged sword. You are able to kill people, and you are able to save people.
传福音本身也是一个双刃剑，你可以来拯救人，也可以来使人定罪。
To your friends who do not believe, your word already killed him.
对于那些你不相信的朋友，你所讲的话已经杀死了他们。
To those who believe, you are able to capture his soul.
对于那些相信的人，你能够俘获他的灵魂。
Really, this is the way. This is how the Bible teaches. Because the word itself will judge people. Jesus said, "I will not judge people, but my word will judge people."
这里面讲，圣经
耶稣说了哈。
耶稣说。他的福音可以有审判的能力。
我不审判人，但是我的话要审判人。My word will judge people, yeah? So, of course, you are not chemical, you are aroma, of course. When you do this for the Lord, you are an aroma. Aroma. Because you know Jesus Christ, you yield aroma.
当然我们做这些的时候并不是化学武器，而是馨香之气。
And then you are able to save soul and kill soul, right?And this is a guarantee of victorious. No matter people's reaction is, either believe or not believe, you are going to have a victorious life. As a matter of fact, to enter into the Ark of Triumph, right, in Romans background, right, it's not only depends on how many people you capture, it really depends on how many people you kill, isn't it?
实际上在罗马时代如果要进入凯旋门的话最重要的不是你抓住了多少人而是你杀了多少人
Of course, you know, this is the will of God. Because before the second coming of Jesus Christ, the truth will reach to all the corner of the world.
当然这是神的方式在主耶稣再临之前他的道会传遍地极
So please read verse 15 again.
请再读一遍第十五节。
Actually, verse 14, huh? I want to emphasize one word. Maybe I read it in my version, huh? 并借我们在各处 Can you translate in English? 第十四节在各处宣扬那认识基督而有的香气 We are going to emit aroma in all over the place, 各处 every corner of the world. What your translation says?
Spreads everywhere.
Everywhere, right? We're going to spread the aroma of Jesus Christ.In everywhere, then, no matter where you go, you are going to have a victorious life.
我们基督的香气会在各处显扬，因此我们无论走到哪里都会有一个得胜的生活。
Brethren, you got to understand that, we got to understand that, at the very beginning, right, believers like to stay together, especially in Acts chapter 2, right?
弟兄姐妹们，我们应该要理解，在使徒教会刚开始的时候，信徒都喜欢在一起。
But persecution comes, everybody got to run for their life, then they bring the gospel to Samaria.
但是因为逼迫来临，每个人都就四散，因此福音也得。
And they bring the aroma of Christ to Samaria.
他们把基督的馨香之气带到了撒玛利亚。
They can kill many people and they can save many souls.
他们杀死了很多人，也拯救了很多人。
They have a victorious life over there.And it's not only like gospel did not stand a step in Samaria, they also preached to what? The whole land of Judea and then down to the end of the world. Brethren, I do not know if I share this with you. Today, if you look at our True Jesus Church, right? Do you know that nowadays we send people to go to Spain? To send people to go to Dubai? Do you know that?
我们会送人到西班牙以及到迪拜去。
Where is Dubai? Do you know where is Dubai? Where? So, which country is it? Which country does it? United Emirates. How do you say that in Chinese? United Arabic. So it's Arabic. Dubai is in Arabic. Oh, thank you. You know, we are member in Dubai right now. If you look at the next year's GA schedule, we send a worker to Dubai to preach.
If we look at the next year's GA schedule, we send 个安排表的话，我们有派工人到那边。
Then ask the worker who was sent. I say, how many members do we have in Dubai, and who are they?
我问做安排表的人说，我们在那边有多少信徒？
他说he said that there was a brother Andy from Nigeria, I think. Brother Andy from Nigeria moved to Dubai, and then we have a lot of also some member from China went to Dubai.
他说我们
from Fujian province went to Dubai also.
他们说我们有一位安迪弟兄从尼日利亚搬到那边去，还有一些从中国过去的信徒。
And then Spain also, we have a lot of Fujian immigrants go to Spain.
我们在西班牙也有一些移民到那边去。
And so you know, when I go to Argentina, right? This is the verse I share with them.
当我到阿根廷的时候，这是一个
Because in Argentina, actually, I'm sorry, the major members we have in Argentina are Fujianists right now.The major congregation we have in Argentina right now are Fujianists. 对啊。
我们在阿根廷里面主要的信徒成员都是福建人。
Let's turn to Jeremiah. This is the verse I share with them.
请翻到耶利米书。
Chapter 29.
第二十九章。
Chapter 29.
第二十九章。
Verse 4 to verse 8.
第四到第八节。
Verse 4 to verse 8.
29章4到8节。
Yeah, please read. Verse 4 to verse 8. Can we have Jeremy, please read? Seven.
Seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it. For in this peace you will have peace.
Prophet Jeremiah was in Jerusalem, and he wrote a letter to the foreigners, to the Jewish people who were captured in Babylon. Yeah.
耶利米先知他在耶路撒冷写信到给那些被掳到巴比伦。
What is the major message in to them?
主要的信息是什么?
Hey, do not think about returning back to Jerusalem right now, temporarily.
不要现在一直想着要马上回到耶路撒
冷。You stay in the foreign land, you pray for them, you get married, you have children, you be prosper.
你们在外国的城里面，你就待在那里为那个城祷告，在那边生儿育女。
God will give you prosper, yeah?
神会使你们繁荣昌盛。
It is indeed true because it was the will of God. God wanted them to stay outside for after 70 years, then allow them to come back.
确实这样，因为这就是神的旨意。神让他们在外面待了七十年，然后再回来。
You think about it, They stay in that land, Daniel become what? Become prime minister, right?
因为在那里，但以理成为了首相。
A lot of businessmen start to do business, and indeed they live a good life in the foreign land. You can Jewish people are very good in business, right?
很多人他们开始做生意
，and then live a prosperous life in the foreign land.
他们在外国当中过了一个很繁荣的生活。
So I tell our brother in Argentina, you know, you guys, please, God give you opportunity to come to this country. Do not think to live over here just for a short time.
所以我告诉阿根廷的弟兄姐妹说，神让你，神有机会让你们来到这里，不要想着我只是暂时住在这里。
Because when I look at their life, right, they live a very tough life.
当然，我看他们的生活，他们的生活是非常辛苦的。
They always run the supermarket, right?
因为他们都是开超市的。
You know, supermarket upstairs. They live in the upstairs of supermarket.
他们都住在超市的楼上。
A lot of them is only like a very simple, what, renovation? 很简单的隔间呐。Very simple renovation.
很多时候他们住的都只是简单的。
Because they have a concept. They want to stay in Argentina, make money because it's very, you know, it's easy to make money for them over there. You know, make a good money and then went back to their hometown, and you know, enjoy their life when go back to their hometown.
因为他们的观念一直都是在阿根廷很容易挣钱，他们想要攒着钱，然后回到家乡再来享受。
But brethren, please, I just want to. This is my personal insight. hopefully it is from the Lord. I'm thinking, actually, this is the will of God. Allow the people to go to the foreign country, to bring the gospel to the foreign country, to emit the aroma of Christ all over the corner of the earth.
这是我自己的想法，我希望这也是神的想法。神允许我们来到不同的地方，就是要为了让我们能够在世界各地都能够来显扬他的香气。You
see, gospel got to reach to the corner of the world. It is the will of God.
这是神的旨意，要让福音传到地极。
It's not by any church. It's by us, by True Jesus Church.
不是别的教会，而是通过我们真。
Because the other church already preached to the corner of the world long time ago, but Jesus did not come yet.
因为其他的教会已经将福音传到地极，但是主耶稣没有再来。
Oh, so we gotta understand the heart of God.
所以我们必须要来理解神的旨意。
I believe nowadays, you know, you see a lot of churches is due to the immigrant from mainland China.
我们现在可以看到很多的教会都是由从中国来的移民组成的。
Do you know which province have most TJC members in mainland China?
大家知不知道在
In early days, our GA was in Shanghai.
在早期的时候，我们的联总是在上海。
And at that time, a lot of Shanghainese immigrant to other country.
那个时候就有很多人移民到其他国家。
Nowadays, our major center in TJC is in Fujian province.
现在我们的主要中心转移到了福建。
A lot of Fujianese went to overseas. Nowadays, more Fujianese than Shanghainese went to foreign countries.
同样的，今天有很多福建人，甚至比上海人更多，也是移民到各地。
So just think about this, huh? The Lord really want every one of us to be an aroma in the corner of the world.
如果我们这样思考的话，神是想让我们每个人都能够成为世界各地的新鲜。
No, we are not talking about Fujianese. We are talking about us right now.
我们现在讲的不是福建人，讲的是我们自己。
There's a reason for God to put you in Kanokapa Church. Put you in where your working place.
把我们放在我们工作的地方。
Just to show you aroma.
是为了要让我们来显扬它的。
You know, aroma can be smelled in two ways, right?
香气可以闻起来有给人两种感受。
You know, flower. You pass by the flower, right? You pass by the roses. You smell the fragrance, right?
如果我们经过玫瑰花前，可以闻到它的香味。
But if you will pick up the flower and you crush it.
如果我们拿起花把它碾碎
or dry it
让它烘干
it will be what? Become what? Become the material that you use in your bathroom, right?
就会变成我们在 洗手间里面用的东西
It smell even better, right?
闻起来更好
So brethren, what do I learn from aroma? Yes, sometimes you got to live a victorious life in moral, in daily living. You let people see Jesus in you.
这是我学到的。很多时候我们在生活中，我们想要过一个道德上的好的生活，希望人能够在从我们身上看到主耶稣。
You are a decent person. You don't cheat. You don't lie. You do whatever is requested, and people can see, wow, this guy is different. He don't take a cup of coffee, and you know, go door to door and kabi, and just talk, and then, you know. He did not just, you know, do all this kind of, you know, work. He really worked hard. You know, even boss is not there, he still work.
我们是一个正直的人，我们不欺骗。别人也看到我们没有四处串门说闲话。即使我们的老板不在的时候，我们照样是在工作。
And you already emit the aroma already.
这样我们已经是在显扬香气。
But we should do one step further.
但是我们需要更进一步。
Really suffer for Christ.
真的是为主耶稣受苦。
Preach for Christ.
为主耶稣传道。
Got crushed for Christ.
为主耶稣被碾碎。
Not people crush you, but you have a willing heart to serve the Lord, to really like a, what, like a, that drink offering, drink offering. You pull your life down for Lord Jesus Christ.
不是因为别人想要来压碎我们，而是我们自己有一颗甘愿的心，想要向神献上素祭。
No matter where you go in this perspective, in preaching gospel perspective, you always can live a victorious life. You can use your deeds, use your words to kill people and to save people.
无论我们走到哪里，做什么样的事情，只要我们是在传福音的话，我们一定就能够得胜。
Let's turn to. Thank you. Philippians chapter 2, verse 17.
请翻到腓立比书第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
第二章第十七节。
Chapter 2, 17.
二章十七节。
2:17. Lynn, would you please read? Do you have Bible? Now Paul offered people's faith as a sacrifice, and he would like to serve as a drink offering.
他保罗他宁愿要像作为祭物一样被献上。
See, drink offering, when this offering, you pour on it, drink the wine on it, it really smells very good. It's like an aroma.
当我们浇奠的时候，我们把酒奉上倒出来的时候。闻起来是非常的馨香。
Brethren, we are a small church.
弟兄姐妹们，我们这里是一个很小的教会。
But we are a important church.
但是我们也是一个重要的教会。
Everybody is important.
每一个人都很重要。
I believe there are souls around us waiting for us to save them.
我们知道，我们周围都有灵魂在等着我们去拯救。
Or to kill them.
或者是去杀死他们。
Because this is the will of God. You got to share it for God's righteousness to be fulfilled.
因为这是神的旨意，我们必须要这样去行，让神的意得到完成。
Then I believe you still can capture some souls to enter into the ark of triumph.
我相信我们还是能够赢得一些灵魂来够经过凯旋门。
So please, I beseech you, in the name of Jesus.
所以我奉主耶稣的名来劝勉大家。
求大家。Please, be the aroma.
请成为主耶稣的馨香。
Try to live a life for Jesus Christ also.
努力来为主耶稣过一个生命。
Then as long as you go on this route, really, you can see that living a triumphant life, victorious life, is not that difficult.
只要我们朝着这个方向行进的话，我们可以看到过一个得胜的生活并不难。
And people can truly smell how wonderful you are all over the place.
我们周围的人也都能够在各地闻到我们的馨香之气。
And let's sing a hymn,
请唱诗。
I want to change. There's a hymn said that others see Jesus in you.